Are you discouraged? Have you given up hope? Have you lost heart? I'm Chaplain Tom of the Syracuse Rescue Mission, inviting you to join me for A Seat at the Curb. What do you do if you've lost heart? I invite you to go to the Bible to find hope. 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18 says, "So we do not lose heart." That's right, don't lose heart. It goes on to say, "Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Your hope is found in what is eternal, not the temporary. God is working for your good in His glory." Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." If you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life and repented of your sins, then God is working all things, the good, the bad, and the ugly, for your good and for His glory. It might not feel great, but keep the eternal perspective. God is at work in your life, so don't lose heart. At the Rescue Mission, we have to hold on to that hope for our clients and those who hang around the mission. We take a seat at the curb with those who are without hope and have lost more than a place to live. They have lost heart. What will make the difference? Jesus Christ. How can you make the difference? Pray. Would you like to take a seat at the curb with our clients by supporting our chaplains and our spiritual life team? We can come share at your church. You can help purchase Bibles and other biblical materials. You can pray for our chaplains and the Rescue Mission in Syracuse, Auburn, and Binghamton. To discover how, go to rescuemissionalliance.org/spiritual-life.